Phil Kirpin is on the line, and I've been waiting to talk with him. Phil, good morning. Good morning.
Hey, Brad, great to be with you.
Well, it's nice to be with you. Just speak up a little bit if you can.
I'll try. How's that?
There it is. You're right home now. Just hit a home run.
Okay, great.
Now, this is very, very interesting. Puerto Rico building its electrical grid, which was severely damaged by Hurricane Maria. And I understand that this process includes converting antiquated oil-burning power plants to natural gas. With American energy production booming, and they say this is thanks to President Trump's American energy dominance agenda, Puerto Rico should soon be in a position to use American natural gas. Is this the truth?
Well, I hope so, but if things stay the way they are now, there's a law in the book called the Jones Act that's going to force them to buy foreign gas instead. And so that's what my article's about, is the need for a waiver of that act so they can buy American gas. It is true they're converting their plants from oil to gas burning, which is great. But as it stands now, there are no Jones Act compliant LNG vessels in existence in the world. And so it is impossible without a waiver for them to buy American natural gas. They're going to have to buy foreign natural gas if they can't get that waiver.
You mean to tell me that this is this is still going on? My God, my God. It would be a waiver from World War I's era. Is that right?
Yeah, well, this was a law that was put in during World War I, the Jones Act. The idea was that we wanted to have a strong shipbuilding industry in the United States, and Congress thought, look, the way we do that is we say any cargo transport between U.S. ports has got to be done in ships that are built in the U.S., manned by U.S. crews, fly U.S. flags, etc. The problem, and it kind of makes sense in theory, even appeals to some of Trump's sort of America First positioning and so forth, the problem is we're very uncompetitive. The cost of shipbuilding in the United States are much, much higher than much of the rest of the world. And it's not clear that we could even build a liquid natural gas carrying vessel if we wanted to, because we don't have the expertise. There hasn't been one built in the United States since 1980. The cost of doing it in the United States would be about three times what it costs to build them right now in the rest of the world. And so we've got this situation where, because this law has been on the books since World War I, you cannot use, basically, you cannot ship liquefied natural gas between U.S. ports, because by law you would have to use a U.S. vessel, and no such vessel exists. And so we have this situation where we have states in the Northeast that are continuing to buy from Russia. We've got Puerto Rico potentially is going to have to buy from Trinidad and Tobago. And so we have this massive boom in U.S. natural gas production. But if you're in a place where you need to get it coming in by sea, coming in as LNG, liquefied natural gas, we're still forcing to buy from abroad just based on this law. There's no logical economic reason for it, but that's the situation. And so what Puerto Rico has suggested, which I strongly support, is do a limited waiver that just says, look, you can use a foreign vessel unless and until a U.S. vessel becomes available, then the waiver would automatically end. And so I'm hoping that Trump will approve that, and we'll be able to get U.S. natural gas into Puerto Rico.
Well, this is what I was wondering. I was going to ask you that question. President Trump seems to be the type that that could do it, and I understand that American energy dominance, I mean, Trump is, hitting it out of the ballpark. So do you think he could pull off something like this?
Well, I definitely think he's considering it, but he's also getting a lot of pressure from the shipyards and from the politicians who represent those areas. They don't want any waiver of any kind, because they think that, you know, once there's one sort of crack in the Jones Act, there'll be more waivers and it'll be the end for them. But, you know, the problem with that theory, there are lots of waivers. I mean, there are national security waivers of the Jones Act frequently, and there are waivers during emergencies, and so it's not the case that this is never waived. It is sometimes waived, and so he's going to have to balance these interests, the shipbuilders that are telling him not to do it versus, you know, the obvious benefits for his energy agenda and the benefits, you know, for ratepayers in Puerto Rico. And, you know, I hope that he will grant this waiver, but he's the most recent public report indicate he might be leaning the other way. So that's why I wrote about it, and now I'm doing some radio shows like yours, because it seems to me like a total no-brainer. To you know, if they're buying natural gas in Puerto Rico, which they're going to, why would we possibly prefer them to buy foreign natural gas to American?
That's ridiculous.
And yet that's what will happen without the waiver.
This is the reason that I thought that somebody like Trump, who was, you know, doing all kinds of things, that he'd be able to get it through.
Yeah. We'll see what he does. He's got the power to do it, so we'll see what he does.
But you know what this would do for the folks in Puerto Rico? It would be like a new country.
Well, they're going to get much, much more affordable electricity, which makes a huge difference, obviously, for residences and for businesses. And, of course, they're going to have huge environmental benefits, too. I mean, I was shocked to learn they were still burning diesel fuel and fuel oil in their electric plants in Puerto Rico until the hurricane.
Unbelievable.
It's great they're going to be on natural gas now.
So this is a note. Well, I think it's great, Phil, that you got into this as president of the American Commitment, and that's a great name for it, that's for sure.
Thanks, Brad. And if anyone wants to learn more about this or any of the other things we're working on, AmericanCommitment.org is the website.
AmericanCommitment.org. And I'm going to see if this, because it's in the story, Trump is in the story. I'm not laughing at him. I'm just amazed at some of the things that he's got done that nobody else could get done.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, I was a Ted Cruz guy originally in the primaries, but I got to say that I think President Trump has accomplished more than basically any other Republican president would, because he doesn't care about elite opinion. He just doesn't care. He knows they're going to attack him all the time anyway, and so he just does his job. And I kind of feel in this kind of modern media environment, that's the only way you're going to ever accomplish anything as a Republican, is to just not care.
You know, I've never had anybody say that on the program before, but it makes sense. It sure does. It makes sense. Say thanks, Phil, and I hope you'll call me again. And if this has any chance at all, and I'm sure you're going to be working on it, please get to me, okay?
All right. Have a good one.